Yep. No, I. It's good stuff, and everybody loves sharing the knowledge. All they want is people that are really want to learn it. You know, it's like we did a thing a few years ago. We had a DMR primer at a friend's. He had an outdoor barbecue place, and so we had this big event there. It was a just to teach people how to program their own DMR radios, and because it's involved, DMR radios have a definite learning curve. So we had this primer, and we had a bunch of guys that knew how to do it came with their laptops, and it was very successful. A bunch of people showed up, but we found that a lion's share of them, a great deal of them, they didn't want to learn it. They just said, they just wanted to hand you the radio and say, here, program my radio. And it's like, I mean, I don't mind doing that for friends, but, it's just, it gets old and tired the idea of that thing was to hold people's hand and kind of try to help them understand what they were doing so that they could do it, it turned into more of a here, do this for me thing. So that kind of bugs me a little bit, but still, I wouldn't be rude to anybody about it. Just kind of not do it again.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to learn more about DMR. I actually have a few Anytone radios and have gotten to the point where I only use them for analog because I haven't figured out DMR enough to actually use it and haven't put the time to it.